this evening. Let's just lie in bed and talk all night.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
That's right. What did I tell you people about whales? They're fucking worthless. They're giant. They just take up space and swim and eat, or so I thought. It turns out that you can add to the list of things that are wrong with whales that they are also dangerous. I found out the other day while reading the news, and I really did read it this time, that a 40-ton whale landed on a yacht during a Cape Town sailing trip. These people are out sailing around in their yacht, and all of a sudden they see a whale off in the distance, like 100 meters away, I think they said.
Oh, beautiful.
And they see it, and yeah, they're like, oh, it's a whale, it's beautiful. But it's headed their way, and they're like, I don't think it's going to hit us. I'm sure it's just going to swim under the boat or whatever.
What could happen?
It's headed their way. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it leaps out of the water and lands on their fucking boat. It just leaps out, lands on it. It tears shit apart. It tears down the mast. So they had to like use the engine to get back. They couldn't sail anymore.
I was going to say, that would be funny.
They mentioned in the article that they were lucky that the boat was made out of steel instead of fiberglass, because otherwise they would have been fucked. This fucking whale just, for no reason, leapt out of the water onto their boat.
Fucking sailors!
Kamikaze fucking whales, man. And I bet the whale's just laughing and laughing, eating up plankton or whatever it is they eat, just swimming around. Can you imagine a life where...
Can I imagine?
Could you imagine a life
oh, no.
where all you do is move and eat? And simply by moving, you are eating.
Yeah.
You know, like your mouth is just open and you're just sucking things up. As like if the air was full of cheeseburgers and you walked down the street with your mouth open and you just were filling up on cheeseburgers. That's what their life is like. They just swim through the water with their mouth open and just suck it all up.
If I was a sea creature, my world obviously would be underwater.
Yeah.
And if I yep. came up for air, I'd probably be thinking, holy shit. Like,
what is this? Non-water world. Whoa.
Whoa. And I'm going back into, whoa, what was that up there?
So then one day.
And then if you see like.
You get curious and try to jump on a boat.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
It's like that guy, the bad guy from Lost. All he ever wanted to do was get off the goddamn island. It's like this whale's like, there's this whole world out here. Yeah. And these people, obviously, they get here on this boat. So I'm going to climb on the boat
and go where they're going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Fucking whales. It doesn't say what kind of whale it is. It just says it's a whale.
Oh, well, fuck.
It says it's a 40-ton whale.
40-ton.
What would that be?
Any whale?
What's the biggest whale? Is it a sperm whale?
Yeah, the biggest mammal.
Yeah. So I don't think it was a sperm whale, but I don't know how big is a sperm whale.
Big. It's the biggest.
But 40 tons is big.
I think it's the biggest because I think
it is too, because we both, like when I asked you, I was going to say a sperm whale and sperm you said whale, a sperm whale. So I think you're right. What else is there? A blue whale?
Blue whale, killer whale.
Killer whale. Yeah. Killer whales don't count. They're like big, mean dolphins.
I hate killer whales because they remind me of Michael Jackson. And
really? Because of Free Willy?
Because of Free Willy. I hate that movie. God.
I think it's hilarious because a lot of girls think that killer whales or orcas, which is the nicer name for them, are just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so majestic. They're nature's beautiful, majestic creatures. But have you ever seen a killer whale like doing its thing? Like throwing seals up into the air so that they slam into the water and die? That's what they do. They're called killer whales for a reason. They're like lions. Although there are a lot of girls who are like, you know, lions are beautiful, gorgeous things too.
But these things are cute. You know, you see the little white spot and you think as a child that's their eye, but it's not.
Yeah,
the eye's like behind it and it opens its mouth and it's like, it's so kind of retardedly adorable.
It's just funny to me because it's like, but you know, Free Willy, there's this orca that's in love with this kid or whatever, and like he's trying to free
Michael Jackson.
Not in love with this kid, but you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Like they love each other and he's my friend and I want to free him, but like as soon as you free him, he's just going to go out and murder a bunch of other animals. That's what he does. You know,
I like
it's just funny to me because, you know, people are so pro-animal and they can't imagine the killing of animals. Even people who eat meat, if you ate a puppy, would fucking flip their lids.
Yeah.
Animals murder each other constantly.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. Shouldn't we be like trying to stop them? Shouldn't we be like, you know, like out there protecting penguins from polar bears or whatever? Shouldn't we?
It's always crossed my mind with the issue with like, are zoos like humane to animals? You know, if you lock them up in a cage and all they do all day is kind of walk around in a, you know, a bordered, caged kind of environment that anyway
keeps them off the streets.
I say, yeah,
it's like,
imagine the life of them out in the wild every day. If they're like a penguin, is like they wake up and they're like, oh shit,
today's the day I get fucking murdered. Yeah,
by a
leopard seal.
They never have fun. Their whole life is just, holy shit, looking out for the killers out there, the predators.
Gotta eat, gotta fuck, gotta stay alive.
Yeah,
that's life. Yeah, you know, like people say things like, you know, zoos are like jails, you keep them in a cage, that's horrible. It is kind of like a jail, and a lot of these animals would be out murdering if they weren't locked up. So, in a way, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
That lion should not be caged like that. It's such a great, beautiful animal that would be murdering all these other cute animals. Cuter animals.
Yeah. We gotta stop them.
Oh, man.
Poor fucking zebras. Think of all the zebras that have been saved.
Yeah. I watched this thing on polar bears, and they're so cute, and they have these little cubs, you know, polar bear cubs. But then they're walking along, and the mother, you know, this gigantic polar bear is like leaping up and like stomping down on the ice to look for like babies of some kind that are like buried underneath. And you're like, oh, polar bear. Oh, it's trying to survive. It's so cold. Oh, poor thing. Oh, and that little cub. But then it digs up these babies and it's like,
oh God, why? Oh, you were so cute.
Yeah. Anyway, I really didn't give a shit.
But. It's kind of funny to me to be like, on the one hand, you know, animals are beings too. They deserve respect and rights and stuff. And they're just doing what comes naturally to them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, let's say all retards were horrible murderers. You would want them all locked up, but it's like saying, no, they can't help it. They're retards. That's what they do, you know?
Beautiful.
Like, what if vampires were real and, like, it was just okay for them to go around killing people because that's what they do.
That's what they do.
You know, that's part of their nature. That's what they do.
Down syndrome vampires, man.
It's just weird to me.
It is weird.
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Have you ever seen a bear? Like, well, you've seen bears in videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that bears are weird? Like, they're real floppity. Like, they almost look like a costume. Like, you know, if you saw a person in a bear costume and the skin would be like all loose and flopping around.
Yeah.
But that's actually what bears look like.
Yeah.
And their mouths are all weird and floppity and their noses. It's like none of it's connected. I don't think bears have bones.
They do look floppity.
I don't think they have bones. I think they are
Agreed.
All skin.
Yeah. Jesus.
You don't have anything to say about bears being... I don't think bears are real. I think bears are a hoax. They're like Bigfoot, but everybody bought into it.
I can get behind you on that, I guess. No. They're fucking terrifying, Kyle. God damn it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, they're terrifying, all right.
If we were out camping and we saw a bear, you wouldn't be... I can picture you, like, giggling, and I'd be like, what's so funny? And you'd be like, look at this. It doesn't even look real. And I would be shitting myself. Kyle,
seriously, bear, where's the zipper? Come on. Get real.
Let's throw something at that thing.
Real, bear. Come on.
Yeah.
Literally, get real, because you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what the fuck's on your mind, then?
Alrighty. You know about Christian rock, right? Christian music.
No, what's Christian music? Yeah. Yes.
You know how it's referred to as positive music? You know, it's positive, sure, yeah, right? But at the place where I work, they've been playing, I've noticed, some Christian music over the PA. You know?
Really?
Which is weird. You know, you got your Elton John and all the shit they play at department stores or grocery stores or whatever. And then this song comes on, they're talking about God and Jesus. And I'm like, I got to thinking, it's okay. It's positive music.
Uh-huh.
But to someone who doesn't believe, it's crazy music, man. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
What are you singing about? Like, oh, I don't even know a lyric. It's like,
some of those Christian songs, I don't know any specific lyrics either, but some of those Christian songs, if you had never heard of religion,
yeah,
would sound really creepy and paranoid.
They are, yeah.
Like, yeah, you watch over my every move. You, like, you make sure I make all the right decisions.
Yeah, yes, something like that.
Yeah. I know those aren't real lyrics, but it's stuff like that. Like, there's a, and if you'd never heard of religion, it's like, there's a guy that watches you all the time. And tells you what to do, and like, weird.
Our God is a...
Or they just sound gay, because it's, yeah, like, I love you. This guy really loves this guy named Jesus. I don't know, is this gay music?
Yeah.
What is this?
But that was on my mind. Moving on. I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
You should have seen my face when I was just cracking up in the middle of my...
Yeah, that's always great when you crack yourself up with something in your own head. So then people are like, what's going on? And then you have to explain, but chances are you can't really explain it in a way that makes it funny for everybody. So you still look nuts.
Yeah.
No, you should have been there. You should have. It was great.
Where? What?
In my head. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, man.
Hmm.
I'm going to pray for you. Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about breastfeeding in public?
Ooh.
Because this is something...
Not a fan.
This is something I meant to bring up a while ago.
Yeah.
I had like an article about it or something. I don't have the article anymore. It doesn't really matter. But I was just thinking about it again. And so you're not a fan of breastfeeding in public. Neither am I. And there are a lot of mothers, especially... who get really upset about this particular issue. They like, do. I should be able to breastfeed anywhere I want. It's natural. It's a natural process, and my baby needs to eat. What am I supposed to do? Go home every time my baby gets hungry? I'd be going home every 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I get that. But there are bottles, you know, you can, there are breast the
technology.
Pumps. You don't even have to breastfeed your baby ever. There, yeah, are breast pumps. You can feed them your own milk without actually breastfeeding. There's formula.
Yeah.
I think I drank formula for most of my childhood and I was fine.
And look how you turned out.
But to the point that it's natural, it's natural. It's a totally natural thing. Why do you freak out when you see a breast?
Yeah.
Because it's the only time it's okay, and it's gross. Yeah. It's like the one time I don't want to see it.
Well, it's only the, like, if it was a hot chick,
I still wouldn't really want to see it because it's gross.
I know,
because it's like this little midget sucking on your boobs. Yeah. But but the thing is, yeah, it's totally natural.
Yeah.
So is being naked.
Yeah.
In general, you know, we wear clothes because we made that up. It's totally natural for me to walk into a bakery naked, but I don't because there are laws against it.
Yeah.
And because I just don't really want to, but that's a societal thing. It's totally natural to masturbate, but yeah, I can't do that in public. It's totally natural to urinate, but I can't do that except in certain designated areas, which are closed off from the public, you know, like not closed off, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to go in this special room to do it. If there were breastfeeding rooms around and you went in there to do it, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
There are plenty of things that are natural that we just don't do in public.
Yeah.
And if you're going to argue for breastfeeding, then you have to argue for all of them. I keep trying to clear my throat and it's just not working, so I'm just going to go with it.
Okay.
But there are plenty of things that are natural that you just don't do in public. And if you're going to argue that breastfeeding should be okay because it's natural, then you have to argue that all of them should be okay because they're natural.
Yeah.
So now every fat, hairy fuck with zits all over their body is going to be walking around naked, touching their dick, rubbing one out just in the middle of a library. And is that a world you want to live in?
No.
Are you willing to make this one tiny sacrifice, you fucking weirdo women? Why do you want to rip your breast out in public so bad? It's like, I can't feed my baby formula, only the best for my baby. Half of you people are such weird fucking hippies. Your breast milk is probably getting your baby high anyway. It's probably worse for them than the formula.
Yeah.
So, what is wrong with you?
God. Every time I've talked about the breastfeeding issue, people will compare it to like, well, what if milk came out of our penises and you'd see like a baby hanging from a cock, you know?
Totally
sucking
natural.
Away.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's fucking natural, man.
No, man.
Yeah.
But
and giving birth is natural, but nobody would blame you because you can't really control when it happens. But nobody wants to see you give birth in the middle of a restaurant either.
The worst was when I was little and my mom had like women come over and they all had kids and they'd have like this women's night and they just fucking talk. I'd walk around and all of them had their tits out and they're just talking, you know, and it's all natural. And I was like, oh, even then I was grossed out.
And
I was like 5 years old.
I know people who have said to me that there isn't a woman alive that they don't want to see naked or a person alive that they don't want to see naked. Oh, man. I got to say, I am not one of those guys. There, I would say that at least 80% of the population, I have no interest in seeing naked. Even if you limit it solely to the females, because I don't really want to see any dudes naked, it's still like got to be somewhere around 80% that I don't want to see naked. I just don't.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm alone there.
Oh, most people are creatures, yeah.
And even, like you said, if it was a hot chick, that'd be different. It's not different for me because it's still weird and gross. Like, it's like one breast popped out and there's just this little hairless person suckling at it. Like, I don't know, that's like if I had to watch a couple that was like a midget and a regular sized girl like making out in public hardcore. That's what it's like for me. It's like, good for you guys, but I don't really, could you do that?
Nobody wants to see that else? Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know. So I guess maybe this isn't the best topic for discussion since we kind of are agreed. I'm wondering if
we never brought it up. So yeah.
When I mentioned the maternity leave thing, Marleykins commented, I wonder if she's really into women's issues. I wonder if she's going to be mad at me for this. Well, not mad at me because she wasn't mad at me last time either, but
yeah, she might get back to you.
I wonder if there'll be a big post about breastfeeding in public is totally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fine. Just don't go where I go. And we'll call it even.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot the original article that I was going to talk about.
Yes,
that
yes.
Was going to bring this subject up. I don't remember a lot of specifics, but what it was some kind of parenting magazine or something like that. And this woman wrote an article about ways to not be a dickhead when you bring your kids to a restaurant.
Awesome. All right.
And most of the tips were about like older kids, but then one of them was don't breastfeed at the table because nobody wants to see you breastfeed at the table.
Yeah.
And what she suggested maybe that you could do if you had to breastfeed was take your baby to the ladies' room with you.
Yeah.
And these mothers reading these comments, it was, oh my, these mothers were so pissed off about specifically about the idea, like they were pissed off to begin with because she's suggesting that it's somehow wrong to breastfeed your kid at the table. And they kept saying things like, why should my kid needs to eat too. Why should they have to eat in the bathroom when, you know, everybody else gets to eat at the table? Which just made me think like of them lactating onto a plate, you know, so their kid could eat it like everybody else. If your kid wants to eat like the big kids, give them a fork and a plate full of breast milk and we'll see what happens. But anyway, what really pissed them off was the idea of taking their kid to the bathroom because the bathroom is unsanitary.
Yeah, Jesus.
There's people shit in there and they piss in there and they... Nobody said when you take your kid to the bathroom to feed them that you have to rub their face all over the toilet seat. Just hold them like a human.
Just go in the other room.
Just all you're doing is walking through a door. That's really the only difference. But there are feces particles floating through the air. There are feces particles floating through the air everywhere because people shit. Like, that's just how it is. Why do you go in the bathroom then if it's full of feces particles? It's not going to get your kids sick to take them into the bathroom.
Yeah. I think part of me thinks that a lot of women just want the attention and they'll do it in public for the attention. And maybe some of these women, no, maybe not, but they get off on this. Like, they're, it's natural, but I could use a good tit sucking. You know, I don't get enough action.
Wow. I don't know. I just really want my tits sucked. And we've been married for so many years. He barely even looks at me anymore. So I'll just have the kid do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're getting off on it secretly. I think there's a little bit of, I think that there may be, not with all of them, but with some of them, I think there might be a little bit of overcompensation. Because I know that, like, biologically speaking, there are things that happen that kind of, like, bond you to your child.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's all made up. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of these mothers had a kid and then suddenly realized there really isn't a magic switch that flips and all of a sudden I'm a good mom and all of a sudden I give a shit.
Yeah.
And so they're overcompensating. So they're like defending their child to the death. Like, I'll breastfeed my child anywhere I want because I love my kid. God damn it. Don't you fucking tell me I don't love my kid. Yeah. I swear to God, I love him more than anything. You know, even though in reality, they're kind of like, why did I have a fucking kid?
They're horrible parents. Yeah.
Because I can't imagine, like, that's one of my big fears. I think I've mentioned that before about having a kid. If I had a kid, I'm afraid that I wouldn't even like it, you know, the kid. Because there's no reason other than perhaps the biological, like, imprinting that happens at birth. There's no real reason why I should like this person.
Yeah.
Just because I made them? I don't even like me that much.
So why would I like this thing that's half me?
Yeah. I guess I'll like half of it because I must like the person I knocked up. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I can imagine that being the case. You know, like, I don't love my kid as much as I think I should.
That's
so,
a big fear of mine. But I always
instead,
read.
I'll play it up like I love my kid more than I love anything.
Yes. But you always read about that magic switch that you just... I never wanted this kid in any way. I wanted, you know, I was going to have an abortion, but that first look and we were bonded.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm confident in that magic switch, and even, you know, if it is deformed.
There are people who have ugly, ugly children, and they're ugly people. They should have known.
Yeah.
But they'll say, my daughter is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most, my kids are the most beautiful thing. Like, the birth of my kids was the most magical, beautiful thing. And I have to think at least some of these people have to be lying. They have to be saying what they think they're supposed to say. Because your kid looks like the rock biter from the Neverending Story. You know, that big rock guy that eats fucking rocks.
Yeah.
That's what your kid looks like. And you think they're the most beautiful person in the world. I don't think that could be possible.
I think it's a crime that people let their, like, if you had a kid, you'd have your mom take care of it. Because I see all these kids where they just hang out with their grandmas all the time. And they're this type of kid. And they're so fucking goofy and weird socially and physically. Just...
All right, I wonder if they're like my cousin Josh, who was raised by my grandma.
Yeah.
Because he, I've mentioned him before, and he might be fine now because I haven't seen him in years.
I doubt it.
But he used to be such a fuck.
Yeah.
And I think it had something to do with the fact that my grandma had already had like four kids of her own.
Yeah.
And they were all grown up, and now she's raising a new little kid.
Yeah.
And she's just so done, you know, I'm done fucking with it. And so she just gave in all the time.
Yeah.
She didn't want to fight another kid.
Yeah. I just think it's weird when you leave it with a grandparent. The grandparent is going to use their teaching skills, their mother skills, you know, on this child of this era, this like here and now. And it doesn't really work. So I think it fucks the kid up and makes him really
sort of like homeschooling.
Retarded. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ran into one today, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
This this creature behind me was looking for cookies with Reese's Pieces in them. And they were new because he saw them on the TV. But I turned around and I'm like, whoa. Because I had been working, not looking or staring, but I was hearing this conversation between this grandma and this thing. And she kept yelling at it because he was getting too many sweets and throwing them in the cart. And I heard this like, And I turn around and this thing is asking me a question, and he had to be like 10 years old, but he was as tall as me and the most vacant look in his eyes. And he was huge. This poor fuck.
Yeah, it's like, you know how if a woman has a child later in life, there's more of a chance of it being retarded,
yeah,
of it having some kind of birth defect.
Yeah.
It's almost like that sort of carries over in a way. Like, if you raise a child later in life, somehow you make them more retarded.
Yeah. It should be a crime. It should be.
I think it does have a lot to do with old people just not having the energy anymore. Like, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah.
And so they just give in all the time. Like, it sounded a little bit like that kid probably walked all over his grandma. Treated her like shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And my little cousin was kind of the same way. He got his way on everything. And he was a whiny, whiny little kid.
It's like when you spoil a kid, you have to think to yourself, do I want to... It's like Star Wars when you turn to the dark side, you just somehow mutate into this creature Sith.
Yeah.
You know, I am now part of the dark side. Well, it's like the same if you let, you know, the wrong people raise your kid, or if you raise it too late, if you spoil this kid, I guess I should say, it mutates into this thing physically. It just,
yeah.
Oh, I'm spoiled and I don't give a shit and I'm retarded. I'm not retarded, but in every aspect, they shouldn't exist. God damn it.
I think another aspect of it is that kind, in a way, a grandparent's job is kind of to spoil you. Like, that's kind of the classic thing. You know, you go to your grandparents' house and they give you candy and let you do whatever you want. Yep. You're staying at grandma and grandpa's. It's so fun. And then, like, I think, you know, if you go to live with grandma and grandpa, they just still want to do that.
Yeah.
And if you're getting spoiled all the time, and it's not like a special thing, like we went to visit grandma and grandpa, it's like, this is all the time. This is every day. It's going to make you an asshole.
Every time you buy the Snickers ice cream bars and you give them to the kid, he just slowly... you know, he'll mutate a little bit physically.
Yeah, and if you like used to visit your grandparents, but now you have to live with them for some reason, and they used to always give you Snickers ice cream bars because you were coming over for a visit, it was a treat, and now you're there permanently, and of course you expect Snickers ice cream bars all the fucking time, and you're gonna throw a fit if you can't get them, and grandma and grandma are not in the mood, so they just get you more, because it's the easiest way to shut you up.
Yeah.
Grandpa and grandma don't need your shit.
Speaking of shit, man, I've been eating a lot of ice cream lately because it's summer.
Yeah.
And there's this flavor we sell at the store I work at that couldn't be found anywhere. It was so scarce, you know, back at our hometown, called Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned, you know, eating this, but I love this shit. And I've noticed that when I eat this shit, It turns your shit colors. You know,
does it?
Yeah. Like, you eat Blue Moon, it's all blue. You'll shit green, you know?
Oh.
But I won't get the green shit for days, and I'm shitting, like, every day. So it made me think, like, how fucking backed up am I?
Are you sure that it's the ice cream doing it?
Yeah, because, I don't have, you know, a disease.
Well, I think typically when a person shits green, it's like being sick.
I'm not sick. No, it's definitely the
ice
cream.
But like, there's something going on in your system. I don't think... how do you know it's the ice cream if it happens days later? That seems like you're just making connections out of nowhere.
Well, it, you know, I'll go a couple weeks without eating the ice cream and I'm fine. But then I'll eat it again, and like 3-4 days later, green shit. And I'm like, whoa, is that normal? Should I Google this? Should I go to WebMD? Like, I don't know if that's normal, is it?
I don't know.
You're supposed to, like, you know, shit what you ate the previous day. You're supposed to shit that the next day, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I'll have to look it up. I'm kind of worried.
I still think maybe you're making a connection that isn't there.
I haven't felt ill.
How much shit must be in you then? Like,
I don't know.
How much
man.
Do you weigh? You must be like 50 pounds of shit. Just shit. Like, if you x-rayed your colon, it would just be, it would just look like a watermelon.
Oh, God.
There'd be no, like, your large intestine would not squiggle all around. It'd just be a big fucking watermelon-shaped log.
I've always had fucking shit problems.
Yeah?
Like, the way back in the day, we talked about it, you know, I'd get constipated, but you know, I've been a lot better for years. And then I was eating this Blue Moon ice cream and I noticed, like, I didn't notice till I shat green. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't eat that shit, like, for, like, what was it, 3-4 days ago? Damn.
I don't know if I talked about this on the show or if we just talked about it privately, but yeah. There was a time that I bought a tub of cashews, like, around holiday season, because yeah, you can buy, like,
I'm
this
sorry,
huge...
I'm laughing, it's horrible.
It was this huge tub of cashews, like, the size of what?
Like one of those popcorn tins,
like the size, like the size of a basketball, but it was square, like a cube, okay. Kind of.
That's a,
and it was, you know, it was huge, and I ate in one sitting watching TV because I wasn't really paying attention. I ate most of it.
Yeah,
I ate probably 2/3 of it, and that night I was shitting black.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know it was that night.
Yeah, that night I was shitting black. Wow. And I stopped eating them before that even happened because I started to feel kind of ill.
Yeah.
And so I put the lid on. I was like, oh, too many cashews. And then that night I was shitting black. And I was like, that's not right. So I looked it up on WebMD. And WebMD said, the first thing WebMD said about black shit is that it meant that there was blood in your stool.
You're fucking bleeding inside.
And it said that if you had an external bleeding, like a hemorrhoid or something,
yeah,
that you would actually see blood. But if your shit is black, that means it's saturated with it, which means you're bleeding on the inside.
Oh, God.
And so I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck did I do to myself?
There was no warning.
But then the other thing that it said was that it could be an indication of an iron overdose.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there's a lot of iron in cashews, and it went away in like it got, you know, progressively better, and it was gone by like 2 days later.
Fucking terrifying.
So I was fine, but my point in bringing that story up is that I noticed, you know, right away, and so that's how I knew it was related to the cashews. Yeah. If I had shat black like half a week later... I wouldn't have been like, man, those cashews really fucked me up.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. I just don't know how you made that connect. Like, at some point, did you eat the ice cream and the next day you shat green?
No.
And then, like, after that, you expect to shit green when you eat the ice cream, but then it doesn't happen until 3 days later?
No, it's consistently, like, 3 or 4 days later.
I don't know. That's weird.
I am backed up.
Are you sure there isn't anything else you're consuming that could be causing it?
Maybe my liver's failing.
I don't know. I've had that Blue Moon ice cream. I've never noticed it turning my shit colors.
Really?
And like,
what's wrong with you?
Well, like, if it turned my shit blue, that'd be one thing. But if I shat and it was green, I'd just be like, oh, I must not be feeling too good. Because that's, you know, that's unless it's like bright green, like fluorescent green, no. Like a day glow green. But if it's like, you know, shit green, then I would, that just sounds like you're sick.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I know I'm lactose intolerant, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm fairly
maybe it's
certain
a combination,
that I am too.
But I don't feel like, oh, diarrhea. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I'm talking about feces.
This has been Shit Talk with Kyle and Orion.
Yeah.
Tune in next week and we talk about corn nuggets. You ever find a piece of corn in your shit? Have you ever? Because I hear people, you know, that's a joke. You know, there's pieces of corn in it. I've never seen a piece of corn in my
shit. I've never really looked that thoroughly through.
Obviously, I've never picked through it looking for kernels of corn, but I've never, you know, eaten a bunch of corn and then been like, oh, look, there's corn in the toilet.
Yeah, so I have nothing to say.
I guess it happens, though. Maybe you should chew your corn more, you idiots. So another thing I wanted to talk about was I was reading Destructoid.com, which is something I do. It's a video game website.
Yeah.
And there was an article on there. It was kind of an opinion piece by a guy named Hamza Aziz. And it's about a new Medal of Honor game. Medal of Honor is a line of first-person shooter games. And this new one, it takes place in Afghanistan. And you play as the Americans.
Yeah.
And you're fighting the terrorists and kicking their asses. And yay, hooray. Well, this guy is, I guess, of Afghani. Is it Afghani or Afghan or what is it? How do you say?
Like, I want to say Afghani. Yeah.
So do I, but I almost think that maybe that's like the weird hillbilly way of saying it. But anyway, he's of Afghan descent, I guess. And he still has family over there. And he was psyched about this game until he found out that in the multiplayer, you can play as Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda. Is it Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda?
Not sure, man.
I don't know for sure either. So I will call it Al-Qaeda, yeah, and I'll probably sound dumb. But anyway, so he found out that you can actually play as Al-Qaeda, and they call them that. It's not like some made up terrorist organization from somewhere in the Middle East.
Yeah, they're putting a face on it. I was going to say
in Afghanistan, and they are Al-Qaeda.
Okay, not just some random terrorists.
And he didn't mind that because he knew that ahead of time when he thought you were attacking them.
Yeah.
You know, that's the game. But when he found out you could play as them in multiplayer, he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And he was playing this game, and he set the controller down and walked away. Now, he made a point of saying in this article, and I want to point this out because I don't want to make it sound like he's a total asshole. He made a point of saying in the article that this is his opinion, this is how he feels about the game, but he's not calling for a boycott or anything like that. He's not saying you can't play it. If you don't have a problem with it, then go ahead and play it. He just feels uncomfortable about it.
Respect.
Yeah, so I respect that, you know, like... I would guess, and I don't know this because he didn't say it, but I would guess that even he feels a little weird about the fact that he doesn't like it. Like, I would
guess...
You're
getting that vibe from the...
Yeah, you know, like...
What he wrote, yeah.
Like he knows why he doesn't like it, but, like, he feels like maybe he shouldn't not like it. But yeah. I'm... That's all speculation on my part. But anyway, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because... I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
And I could see this being a big shitstorm, a big controversy, you know, like, you can play as terrorists, real life terrorists in this video game. That's just wrong. That's just sick and wrong. That strikes a chord. These people flew planes into the World Trade Center and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they're the bad guys. You can play as the bad guys in multiplayer, but they're the bad guys. Like, there's no mistaking that.
Yeah.
It's not like the game has you playing in the single player mode as Al Qaeda trying to take out the U.S. or something.
Yeah, blowing up women and children.
And you have to be like, what are you supposed to do during multiplayer? You got to have your two sides or whatever. Yeah. Should it just all be Americans versus Americans? What should it be?
Oof. Yeah, it's kind of tapping into the territory that the Call of Duty 4 did with that one part of the game where you're going through. What is that?
There's a name for
it. You go through the airport, right?
No Russian is the name of the mission. Yeah, you go through the airport and you are pretending to be one of the terrorists, yeah. But that means you have to kill people and be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's so controversial.
Just slaughter them.
It's kind of like that. For me, what I think is really strange is that people have been blowing up terrorists in video games and playing as terrorists in multiplayer video games for years.
Yeah.
Years and years and years. Counter-Strike is like that. You can be terrorists. You can be terrorists defending your hostages. You know, like the good guys are coming in trying to save your hostages and you have to not let them save your hostages. You can be this horrible terrorist, but as soon as you slap a real life terrorist name on it, all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't understand.
That's weird. Yeah.
Somehow that makes it real.
Cause it when I'm thinking about it, and if I play a video game like I usually do and I get really into it, I might have it just feels unsettling, but then you take a step back. It's a fucking video game. I mean,
well,
and it's fun to be the bad guy.
That's another thing is like, there are multiple levels of how you can take this. Like on the one hand, you can take it like it's just a video game. I don't care who I'm playing as or who I'm blowing up. All I want to do is run around and blow people up.
Yeah.
I don't care. And some people will take it that way. You can also take it as like, okay, this is kind of making a statement.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they're meaning to make a statement with this, but you could take it that way. You could be like, well, you know what? As horrible and evil as Al-Qaeda is, they are still people and they don't think they're evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they didn't fly planes into the World Trade Centers because they thought that was the evilest thing they could come up with.
Whoa.
They did that because they thought they were righteous in doing it and they thought they were fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
So you might say, you know, like it's, I don't care where they're coming from. And I really don't care where they're coming from, but you could take this as like an opportunity to kind of see things through someone else's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like these horrible Americans coming in and blowing us up. You could take it that way if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, there are multiple levels on which you can take this. For me, I am not the kind of guy who's like, it's just a game, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But since they're not, as far as I can tell, trying to make that kind of a point with it.
Yeah.
And the only time it's even an issue is in multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which to me is basically, like I said, like you have to have teams.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have sides.
You're so just slapping a skin on a model. Yeah, that's
it makes the
around.
Most sense to say, okay, we have to have teams. Well, in the single player, the teams are the good guys and the terrorists.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be that way in multiplayer?
Exactly. And it's been that way in several games, several hundred games, I'm sure.
And it's also funny to me, like, you run around and kill people in these games, and you're totally cool with that, and I'm totally cool with that. You run around killing people all day long. It's all fake. It's all a game. It's fine.
Yeah.
But because these people have killed people in real life, it's not okay. Like, yeah. It's weird. Like, you're killing people. You're killing people for entertainment for hours on end, but you don't like certain people being in your video game.
Yeah.
It's weird.
When you call them a certain thing. It just seems silly when you take
and
a step
back. And
it
is just a label. It's not like, maybe there's a model in there somewhere of Osama bin Laden, but everybody that I see in these screenshots are just generic Middle Eastern terrorists.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like these are people. They're just slapping the organization name on them.
Yeah. And that I don't have a problem with. I think I'd take more issue with what would be going on in the game if you were the terrorists. Like, you can be them in multiplayer, fine, who gives a shit, and they're you are Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda. But if there was a game out there where you were the bad guy and there were certain situations like that were kind of unsettling, like the if you had to play the role like in a single player where you were killing off women and children and beheading people or some shit, some really sadistic shit.
I would bet
the actions are kind of what would disturb me.
I would bet that even that wouldn't bother most people. But if you suddenly said that the evil bad guy who's doing all this stuff, who is you, was Al-Qaeda, then they would have a problem.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I personally wouldn't even care if somebody put out a game that was like Al-Qaeda, the game, and you had to do things like plant bombs in cars and
kill
like
soldiers,
sneak
American
into
soldiers.
The U.S. and fly a plane into a building, or, you know, where you are a terrorist and the goal is to be a terrorist and kill innocent people and be a fanatic.
Yeah,
that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with that because it's all fake. Like, and it's weird because people don't have these same issues with, I mean, there are people who do, but not as many people. It's not as obvious to people with things like movies. Like, there's this movie called Antichrist.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I haven't seen it. It's got Willem Dafoe in it. And I think it was directed by Lars von Trier. Anyway, it's from what I've heard of it, it's really gross and weird and disturbing. And like, there's genital mutilation in it and stuff. And you can see it all.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, a dude cums blood at one point, ejaculates blood.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are people who are like, this movie's gross, I don't like it. And I'm sure there are people who are like, this movie should be banned and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't have the kind of outrage behind it as there would be for something like this, where you get to play as Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And to me, that's some, like, I'm fine with both of these things, but to me, the movie's worse.
Yeah.
Like, just jizzing
for sure,
blood,
yeah.
And I think there's a woman who cuts her clit off.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's fucked up.
And people only really care about this. I think it's because they think it's corrupting their children. Like, they think if you play this game where you play as Al-Qaeda for part of the time, that they're going to sympathize with them somehow, which to me is just ridiculous.
They couldn't make that argument, I guess. Well, I guess they could with this game, but unless there's situations like specific where they're killing soldiers in such a way where it's what's going on, you know, today, but you're just playing, you know, as them in multiplayer, big deal. You're just, your guy has the look of an Al-Qaeda guy, and you're just on a team, so it's harmless.
Yeah. But, I just don't care. I just don't care. People need to lighten the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't matter. None of it's real. Even if you take your games really seriously and you don't, you know, maybe you don't like the game, but it is still just a game, just like a movie is still just a movie, even if it's an artistic movie. It is still just a movie. It's still fake.
Yes.
It's still all fake.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
It's weird, though, because I'm picturing myself playing a game that could make me feel upset or ill in a way to where I'd want to maybe put the controller down. And that wouldn't be this game. But I can picture that kind of game existing. But then again, you know, a couple years ago, I was playing Postal.
Yeah.
That fucking game where you can pee on people and burn them and they're running around screaming.
Yeah.
And while they're running around burning, you can pee on them. It's like I'm contradicting myself.
I can imagine a game that I wouldn't want to play because it's too gross or something for me.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine a game that would offend me.
Yeah.
Because of its content. Actually, I probably can imagine a game that would offend me because of its content, but not one that I would ever call for a boycott on or anything. And like I said, this author of this article didn't call for a boycott, but I can picture other people doing it. I'm sure there will be people who are like, you get to play as a terrorist. That's wrong.
Yes. This game isn't out yet, right? That's right.
I don't believe so, no.
He played it at like a E3 convention possibly or something.
It wasn't E3, I don't think. I don't know where he was playing it.
But God damn.
But something like that, I think.
When this game is released, it's going to be banned in certain countries. I know it.
possibly.
I know. The U.S., I don't know. We're pretty lenient.
The U.K. used to be really weird about censoring video games. I think they've let up on it a lot.
Really?
But like back in the day, back in the Nintendo days, like Contra, when it came out over there, I think it was called Probotector or something like that. Okay. And they replaced the two main guys that you could be. They replaced them with robots.
Oh, man.
Because something about them being human was too much. It was over the line.
Wow.
And
that's pathetic.
They used to... not allow, like, some, they had some weird thing about ninjas, like they wouldn't allow ninjas.
this is the UK.
Yeah, like, wow, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles used to be called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles over there, because they had something against ninjas. I don't really know why. I just know that they did.
Wow, I never knew about that. That's awesome. Jesus, what the fuck.
I wonder what they called Ninja Gaiden. Or if they had it. If it was just called Gaiden, or like Hero Gaiden.
Hero Gaiden. What a faggy name.
They wouldn't. It was just a dude in a sweatsuit. They wouldn't let you have a ninja.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he'd throw frisbees instead of throwing stars. He carried a baseball bat instead of a sword.
Oh, what the fuck?
But I don't know where the thing against ninjas came from. Like, did they have a ninja problem in the UK in the 80s that I don't know about? Was there a rash of ninja violence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I hope our UK listeners can, you know, shed some light on some of that.
I'm guessing they were maybe too young to really know.
Yeah.
But if you do know what was up with the fucking ninja ban, then let us know, because I'm really curious.
Same here.
Oh, speaking of ninjas, do you remember the movie Surf Ninjas?
How could I ever forget, Kyle?
Do you really?
I do.
I watched that the other day.
Why the fuck would you watch that?
I found
what a
it
a waste of time.
I don't remember how it came up in my head, but I found it online. And I watched it, and I hadn't seen it since it probably like the day it came out on video.
Same here, yeah. So it's gotta be bad.
I had forgotten pretty much all of it, and it was an experience.
Really?
Do you remember Rob? I can't believe I'm doing this so much this episode. Is it Rob Snyder or Schneider?
Oh fuck! It's not.
I don't know.
Oh man, I
feel like I would normally know this.
Anyway. I would have known unless you threw that proposition out.
Anyway, he's in the movie.
Okay.
And he plays, I don't know how old he actually was, but I think he plays like a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like he's a 17-year-old kid. And he's got red hair.
Oh, really?
For some reason. Yeah.
I can't picture it.
Yeah. And so he's like their goofy buddy
that
gets kind of dragged along in the whole thing. He appears to not have any parents.
Yeah.
One of the only things I remembered from the movie, probably because I ran around saying it like an idiot when I was a kid, was there's a scene where the cops take the two brothers that are like the surf ninjas. They take them home after something happens. And the cops are like, are you going to be okay here tonight? And they're like, yeah, our Uncle Iggy is here. And their friend's name was Iggy, Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And he comes out in a wheelchair with a fake mustache on. And he says something and like, get in here. don't make me beat you with the leg of mine that no longer works. And that's the line that I used to, I think, say all the time like an idiot when I was a kid. Don't make me beat you with the leg of mine that no longer works.
That's from the movie that just came out.
Which doesn't even make, if I was running around saying it, doesn't even make any sense because both of my legs work. I'm not in a wheelchair. Anyway, Tone Loc was in the movie.
Who the fuck is that?
Tone you don't know Loc, who Tone Loc. Loc is? Oh, no.
I'm sure I would.
This is one of those things.
Damn it.
Oh, give me a second. Funky Cole Medina and Wild Thing. Not like the Trogs, not like... Wild Thing. Yeah. Not that, but God, really? Seriously? Now I gotta look this up.
Sorry, man.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What the fuck is your problem?
I hate when you do this. It makes me look stupid.
Tone Loc. Okay, let's see. Okay.
I should have just said,
This is Wild Thing.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got it. All right, Kyle. All right. Fuck, bitch.
So you remember him.
Yep.
Yes? Okay.
Man, all right. Playing that song, so many sick sexual memories come to mind from when I was a child.
Of course they do.
Oh, God.
Of course they do.
Oh, so, and I know where I was. And
when I was a kid and that song would come on.
Yeah.
That song is from 1987. When I was a kid and that song would come on, I'm sure I had a vague idea that it was, you know, kind of sexual.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just a song. Yeah. To you, it was like, vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina.
But yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
was,
he was in
he
the
was
movie.
In it?
Yeah, okay. Got me way off track.
Sorry,
here.
Man.
Yeah, and he played a cop.
Okay.
And so these kids are from this mystical island, Sun Tzu or something. I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, and they're the princes, but they were given up to this American guy who has been raising them because there was this big raid on their nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tone Loc is a cop, and all of a sudden these ninjas start showing up in America to kill the princes because it's been like prophesized that they're going to come back and take over.
I see.
The evil guy who took over, who's played by, now I can't think of his name, Leslie Nielsen, the guy from the Naked Gun movies.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. But anyway, these evil ninjas start coming over because he's sending them because he's afraid of them coming back and taking over.
Yeah.
And they tear up their American adopted dad's like pizza place or something. Like he owns a restaurant.
Yeah.
And these ninjas tear it the fuck up and then they kidnap their dad. And so they call the cops and Tone Loc is the cop. He shows up, he takes him home and stuff. And he is following them around later and they all get on a boat to go back to that island that they came from.
Yeah.
And he follows them onto the boat. Then like the little ramp up to the boat starts lifting and he's like, he looks back and he's like, ah, fuck it. And he goes onto the boat. And then they capture him kind of.
Yeah.
There's this guy who's like their uncle and he's like a super martial artist and he like knocks him out with like a Vulcan nerve pinch.
Yeah.
And he wakes up on the boat later and he's like, I'm thinking about coming with you guys because, you know, I haven't had a vacation in forever. And
just going to give up my career.
Yeah. He's giving up his career
and his whole life
to go on this adventure
because
these kids must know what's going on.
Man.
He doesn't question it at all. The logic is so perfect.
Wow.
I'm sure that made perfect sense to me as a kid. Yeah, that makes sense. I would go too if I was a cop.
Fucking A, man. It's so weird how movies back then seemed to like just surround the idea of like whatever age we were, that was the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were all these kids movies and then you get older and we're like teenagers and there's more movies about, you know, teenagers and you get even older and all the cool movies are about, you know, older people like in their 20s or 30s.
I don't know.
It's like it's following us around.
It was still kind of great. the ninjas, like the evil ninjas that were coming after them, were all wearing this ridiculous blue camouflage.
Oh, Jesus.
Like their ninja costumes were made out of this camouflage material.
Nice.
And at one point, one of them is coming after them with a harpoon gun.
Yeah.
Because they're surfing. because that's what they do in their spare time. And the ninja's in the water in his ninja costume with a harpoon gun. But then one of the surfboards falls on his head and he washes ashore next to a kid building a sandcastle and then washes back into the water because it's hilarious. What the fuck? And the littler kid of the two like surf ninjas.
Yeah, the younger one. Yeah.
He has a Game Gear. Oh, and man. He starts seeing the future through his Game Gear. Like, he sees little video game graphics of what's about to happen. And it takes him a while to figure that out. Yeah. At first, he's like, oh, this game's crazy. It's funny, too, because, like, he turns it on. He's going to play Shinobi.
Okay,
he's like, I thought I had Shinobi in here.
Yeah.
What is this game? This game is awesome. What a weird kid. Like, if I turned on Shinobi and some game I'd never heard of before that seems to feature exactly what's happening to me right now in it came on, I would be like, this is not right. And I would be kind of freaking out.
I mean, I'd be pissed. Where's my game?
At the very least, but I'd probably be freaking out. And he's just like, yeah, there's this cool new game that just mystically appeared out of nowhere. Oh, I don't know.
Magic. Whatever. The 80s and magic were kind of tied in a way, but
I don't know what year Surf Ninjas came out, but I think it might have been an early 90s thing.
Really? It was?
I think.
80s kind of rubbed off to the early 90s.
But yeah, it kind of
is
the same.
Fun, like, going back and watching movies that you watched as a kid and then rewatching them. I was doing that with the Netflix we have here. which doesn't matter, but I've been watching movies. Like, I watched Robin Hood with Kevin Costner in it.
Oh God, I don't think I ever watched that. I remember it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
It wasn't like horrible, but it was a lot different than I imagined it. I love that fucking movie. I would draw Robin Hood like Kevin Costner on all my notebooks and shit. Robin Hood, woo!
Did you ever see Dragonheart? It's not quite as old, I think. It's got, I keep doing this, forgetting people's names. What is that guy? Now, Sean Connery plays the dragon, but who's the guy?
Who's the guy? Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Google it.
What is the guy's... Dragonheart.
It. It's bugging.
I know his name.
God, I hate that shit.
Anyway, I remember watching that movie, and I don't remember much about it. I just know Daniel Quaid. Or no, oh. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dennis Quaid, I just remember it being funny.
It's so bad.
He befriends the dragon.
Yeah.
And then they become best buddies and they have to fight the evil guy together.
Yep.
Yeah. And that wasn't even really for kids. It was just a movie about a weird dragon.
Man.
There have been a lot of weird fucking movies.
Yeah.
You ever, like, I can't think of a good example, but you ever just suddenly remember kind of a movie or maybe even a TV show you saw when you were a kid that you had completely forgotten about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just racking your brain trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah. And I spend like an hour trying to figure it out online, like find it, because I don't know much about it. I just remember like a scene and I'm like, who? I can kind of picture the actor in it, like the main guy. And I'm like, who was that guy? And I'm Googling away, wasting time. What sucks even more is when you go back, watch the movie, and you remember loving it, and it turns out to be shit. And it just ruins your whole fucking day. It ruins my day when I watch a movie that I loved and then I rewatch it. I'm like, wow, that was horrible.
I don't think that's ever happened
really?
To me. But maybe that's because the ones that I loved, I didn't forget.
Yeah, it's depressing. I hope it never happens to you.
Yeah, I don't know. You ever break your wrist on purpose or try to or no. want to?
Yeah, no.
You ever just
no.
sit around thinking, no. God, you know what? I'd like to break my wrist.
Never.
No, never? Because apparently a whole bunch of what I assume are young girls, and I'm not sure why I assume they're girls, but I do. A whole bunch of these young girls want to break their wrists.
Okay.
I found out about this. I found this thing on a website called blurtit.com, which is sort of like a Yahoo Answers kind of thing. Like, you get on there and you ask a question and people post answers.
I see. Okay.
And this question is how to break your wrist with a question mark, which isn't really a question. But then there are all these people giving tips on how to break your wrist. Like, this person says, keep hitting it every night and then like do it for two nights and then wake up one morn, then hit it extra hard, then hit it with a spoon or something, then tell your mom that your wrist really hurts, then ask if you can go to the doc and he will give you a cast. If you have an x-ray, there will be some fracture there! !
Jesus.
And if you don't get a cast, tell your doc that it's really sensitive and that it hurts when you touch it. Then you will get a cast. So, and there's more to this, but so I guess the point there is to get a cast. So I can only assume they're doing it for attention.
Oh, that's sick shit. That's sick.
And I kind of thought maybe this was like a joke. Like somebody posted this, like it's an epic troll.
Yeah.
Somebody posted this just to see people go, you're an idiot. Why do you want to break your wrist?
Yeah.
Fuck. Today's an especially bad day for my throat. How's that for your eardrums?
Delicious.
Okay, so anyway, I did a Google search for breaking your wrist on purpose. And I didn't go to the second page, but the entire first page of results were all people asking, how do I break my wrist on purpose? And people asking, like, what's the easiest way? What's the best way to do it so it'll hurt the least? There's an entire website about breaking bones on purpose called, I forget what it's called. It's called, breakyourbones.web.com or something like that. But there are all these people asking how to break bones. And, one person I saw on one of the sites had apparently asked the question more than once because they were like, seriously, how do I break my wrist on purpose? I've asked this, two times already. Isn't this place supposed to be for people to help each other? I'm asking for help here. How do I break my wrist? And all I'm getting from you people is, you're an idiot or you're insane.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me how to break my wrist. I did find one person who let me see if I can find that again real quick. They were defending the person who wanted to break their wrist.
Oh, man.
And they were giving them suggestions on how to do it, ways to do it. Breaking your wrist on purpose. Let me see if I can find that again.
Oh, my God.
And at least one person pretended that they had to write a report on breaking your wrist on purpose. no, really, this is for a report for school. How do I break my wrist on purpose?
Just to get a truthful answer.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Let me see. Nope, this isn't it. No, that's not it.
God, I hope you can find it.
Oh, come on. I gotta find it.
It's gonna be so good.
Well, here's one. This isn't the one I'm looking for.
Right.
This is on Yahoo Answers. The person said, how do you break your wrist on purpose? 1, how do you do it without hurting majorly? 2, how long does it take to get a cast on? There's the cast thing again. I guess they want a cast. 3, what is something believable to say when you go to the doc and they ask you questions? 4, how do you do it at home? 5, how do you get your parents to believe you?
Jeez.
And then the best answer chosen by voters was, seriously? I would be more concerned about where the closest mental health building is if I were you. What's wrong with you? 1, you can't break anything without it hurting. 2, do you realize the long-term effects of breaking a bone? You will most likely end up with arthritis in it when you are older, and all because you were young and naive and decided to break your own wrist for whatever insane reason. Seriously, this question has blown my mind. But where was this, was the best way to break your wrist? No, come on. Project on how to break your wrist? No, I could have sworn it was on Yahoo. Oh, here we go. Yep.
Yes.
How to break your wrist or arm at home. Okay, so I've wanted to break my wrist or arm, and I've been trying for 2 months and nothing works. I have tried falling off my bike, jumping out of a tree, doing stupid stunts, falling a bunch of times, tripping, cartwheels, and nothing works. All I do is sprain it. What should I do to break it? But none of the stupid jump off a roof or hit it with a sledgehammer. I will do anything. Just please help me. And then the best answer is, firstly, there is no issue with desiring to experience something one has yet to do. Yes, it will be extraordinarily painful, but I don't believe that gives anyone on this forum a right to forego attempting to answer you accurately, as opposed to continuously calling you out on your idiocy. If one wanted to psychoanalyze you, as I believe many of these people do, perhaps they should utilize terms more effective than stupid, idiot, and wrong, not to mention having a better grasp, if any, of the psychological mechanisms that would cause a person to self-harm. None of the words currently used convey anything positive, and it only shows through their own lack of intellect by failing to formulate a proper argument against this course of action, which is all these answers have become. Must I really point out that this forum is for relevant answers? And then there's this whole thing about the best way to break your wrist.
Oh, man.
They say they suggest not breaking your arm because the bones are larger. They'll take a longer time to heal. There are more nerve endings. It'll probably hurt more. It'd be harder to break. And the wrist would be easier to break. Ultimately, what they end up telling you to do is take some painkillers, if possible, and then set your wrist on the table with your thumb pointing up towards the ceiling and smack it with a hammer. That's what they tell you to do. Not a sledgehammer, just a regular hammer.
All for attention, man?
I guess. What the fuck? Is this, and this is the first I've heard of this, but from, like I said, from that Google search, it appears.
There's got to be some other reason.
It appears to be a big phenomenon. Like, a lot of people are trying to figure out, how do I break my wrist on purpose? The whole first page is all people asking. The second page, how do you break your wrist on purpose? How can you break your wrist? How to break your wrist on a trampoline? World's funniest way to break your wrist. Break my arm. YouTube, how to sprain your wrist. My Diva Doll forums, how do you break your wrist? How to break your wrist. How to break your wrist at home on ask.com.
All right.
What are ways to break your wrist at Cha Cha Answers? That's the second page. I'm not going to read the third page, but I'm sure it's more of the same.
Yeah.
Why do these people want to break their wrists so bad?
I don't believe it's just attention. That can't be it, man.
We have some fairly young listeners. I'm wondering if any of them knows. Like, I don't think any of you want to break your wrists, but maybe you know somebody who did, or at least heard of this. Like, maybe you know why, what the point is.
What's going on?
It sounds like it's for attention to me, especially because of the emphasis on the cast. Like, you want people to see that you broke your wrist so that they will comment on it, want to sign your cast. I don't know.
Yeah, and if it's sick. Like, if this is mostly girls and they want attention from, like, boys, like, what?
Maybe.
What enters your mind?
I don't know. I broke my wrists, both of them, at different times.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It hurt a lot. Like, the first time I did it, I was in fourth grade, maybe.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Oh, I believe
it. And
I
bawled like a baby and screamed, and it hurt a lot. And the second time I did it, I was in eighth grade, and I didn't cry the way I did when I was a kid, but I did still like tear up and stuff. It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a joke. It's not fun. And you have to go to the emergency room and stuff, but I guess that's part of the attention.
Oh man, this is fucking sick. Fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh man.
And the cast wasn't fun either. I mean, I guess it depends on what wrist you break, but like the first time I broke my left, and I'm right-handed, so it wasn't a big deal. But the second time I broke my right, and it was a pain in the ass to write anything for however long I had that cast on. And the cast gets itchy and smelly. Yeah. And when you take it off finally, like depending on how long you've had it on, there's all this dead skin built up and you can just scrape it off with your fingernails like wax. And it stinks. It's gross. It's really gross.
Yeah, because you can't wash it.
You have to like put a bag over. You're not supposed to get the cast wet, so you have to like put a bag over your arm, and you can't get up in there to clean. Like you can kind of get up in there with a Q-tip if you're really anal, but you can't really clean it out.
Oh man, see if this was like a handful of people, okay, they're all fucked up. But if it's this huge phenomenon, it's really bugging me. We got to do a follow through on this.
It's either
I'm going to look into this.
It's either a phenomenon or it's like three kids who post a lot.
Yeah.
it's one or the other, because it's all over the place.
Page and after page.
They've asked every website you can think of that lets you ask questions and then get answers. They've done it.
Oh, it's bugging me, man.
I wonder why it's always the wrist too.
Yeah,
because it's the simplest. It's not like if you break your leg, you can't walk.
Yeah,
so maybe like the wrist is the easiest. You could break a finger and you won't. I bet. Yeah, you could break a finger. That would be easier, but you won't get a cast.
Yeah,
you'll get like a splint.
In the cast, yeah.
The cast is
the attention.
I really think the cast is the whole point. I think it's so people can see that you've been injured and like, aw. They'll aw all over you. Aw, you poor thing. You got hurt.
It's this kind of shit kind of makes me feel like an old man. Like, what is with these kids wanting to break their wrist? This is not... What's it's like the new hip thing.
I guess, but I don't feel like an old man saying, why do you want to break your wrist?
Why do kids these days spike their hair?
I don't know. I guess I don't think it's like a body modification thing. Like, I know there are people who will get their legs lengthened by having their legs broken and then having a metal rod put in there that kind of stretches it out and it heals longer than it was.
Yeah.
People will sometimes do that if one of their legs is much longer than the other.
Yeah.
To kind of even it out, they'll do that to one leg. And that kind of makes sense, at least. Because it's correcting a problem.
Yeah. But which could lead to serious problems down the road.
But there doesn't seem to be anything like that about the wrist breaking. Yeah. Like if I break my wrist just right and I let it heal a certain way, I'll have some kind of special wrist. It doesn't seem to be anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll leave it at that. I don't want to keep going, how could this be?
Yeah.
For like a fucking hour. This is still blowing my mind. But I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
What the Have fuck? You ever wanted to hurt yourself? Though?
Never.
Like, I guess I don't understand the phenomenon in general. Like, yeah. I know I've heard people say, you know, people who cut themselves have said, you know, it relieves stress somehow. I don't see how. I'm not calling them liars, because otherwise, why would they do it?
Yeah.
And they usually try to hide it so it's not done for attention.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how it works, because for me, cutting myself, if anything, just provides me with more stress. Now before I was depressed. Now I'm depressed and I'm in pain. Now I'm depressed and I'm like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah.
I don't, it's and retarded. I'm bleeding, so there's a mess.
Yeah.
It just seems like complicating matters.
Yeah.
And speaking of crazy girls and messes, here's another story.
All right.
That I found on the interwebs. Wisconsin candidate can't use controversial description. Aisha, and I'm guessing that that's how this is pronounced, because it's spelled I-E-S-H-U-H. I'm guessing that's Aisha. Aisha Griffin, an independent candidate for the Wisconsin State Assembly, holds up her nomination papers Wednesday at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, after an election oversight board said the Milwaukee woman cannot describe herself on the ballot as not the white man's bitch. That's what she wants to say. I was reading the wrong thing there. I was reading the caption to a photo, but a legislative candidate from Wisconsin can't use a profane, racially charged phrase to describe herself on the ballot, an election oversight board decided Wednesday. Aisha Griffin, an independent running for a downtown Milwaukee seat in the state assembly, wants to use the phrase, not the white man's bitch.
Wow.
But the state's government accountability board voted to bar that wording, agreeing with a staff recommendation that it is pejorative and therefore not allowed.
You don't say.
State law allows independent candidates to have 5 words describing themselves placed after their names on the ballot, as long as it's not pejorative, profane, discriminatory, or includes an obscene word or phrase. Now, right off the bat, it includes an obscene word. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it includes a word that would be considered profane or obscene. The word bitch, like, that's a swear word.
Yeah.
Immediately, it can't be used. But anyway, Griffin, who is black, argued her case to the 5 white retired judges on the board that regulates elections. She said the phrase was protected free speech. I kind of agree with that. I think she should be able to use it. But I also I also think it's nuts that she thought she could.
Yeah, exactly. What are you thinking?
It's a freedom of expression, she said. It's not racial. It's not a slur. It's not racial. It's bullshit. I'm not the white man's bitch. Who is the white man? If not white men, it's racial. It is racial. Wow. And a slur, it's not a racial slur. I mean, what is this? What does a slur mean exactly? It uses an obscene word, and it is racial. Anyway, she convinced 3 of the judges that the wording should be allowed, but 2 said it should not. 1 judge was absent, and Griffin needed 4 votes to succeed.
Oh, man.
Griffin said she intends to seek an injunction in federal court. Board member Thomas Kane, a retired state's appeals court judge, said he didn't find the wording to be particularly offensive. Fellow board member Thomas Barland, who spent 33 years as a circuit court judge in Eau Claire, agreed. She says a lot in 5 words, he said. It wasn't pornographic, it wasn't obscene, and I didn't interpret it as racial.
It wasn't pornographic.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
Judge Gordon Mize, the board chairman, cast the 3rd vote in favor of Griffin. Isn't she saying, I'm not under the white man's direction? I'm independent of that. Isn't that what she's saying? Mize said. Well, yeah, that's what she's saying. But to say that that's, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but to say that that's not racial is insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, Judge Gordon, I read that part. Roxanne Dunlap, a white woman from Sussex, felt compelled to speak up in the middle of the meeting, saying she was offended by the statement.
Of course.
She said if a white candidate wanted to have the statement, not the black man's bitch, put on the ballot, it would be soundly rejected. And she's probably
That's
right.
That's true.
But could you imagine somebody trying? Yeah. I don't see the problem. Not the black man's bitch. I ain't. Where's the issue? I ain't.
God damn, that would
not
be
not the
great.
Black man's. I want a T-shirt that says "Not the black man's bitch."
Oh, sorry, that was way too loud. That
Griffin said, Griffin said her statement wasn't directed at any one individual. Like, the just white man.
All of them.
Like, somebody thought she... Somebody thought she meant that white man.
That
like
guy.
My neighbor, Steve. Not Steve's bitch. Everybody else knows him as the white man, so I...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's somehow better. It's not directed at an individual. It's directed at all of you crackers.
That's so good.
Yeah. The B word was referring to a female dog that rolls over.
Come on.
Kinda. I mean, I can see that, but... That's not.
It's
is not that what people mean
not
when they
how
say
it's used in content?
I ain't your bitch.
Yeah,
they mean I am not a dog that would roll over. The sentiment's the same, but I don't think that's what it actually means. I'm not making a derogatory statement to a group of people or an ethnic group. She told the board, "I'm saying what I am not. Everyone I spoke with, elderly and young, understand my point of view." The phrase was included on nomination papers Griffin circulated to get to get the 200 signatures needed to be on the November 2nd ballot. Griffin, who described herself as a 30-ish, and that's in quotes, she apparently called herself 30-ish.
Yeah.
You're not willing to say 38? A 30-ish community activist will still appear as an independent candidate. Blah, blah, blah. It's more stuff about the district. So, yeah, I just, it's... It's really funny to me that she would think that this was going to be okay.
Yeah, that, and I wouldn't vote for her because she's she kinda
black.
No. No, she just the whole premise, like this. There's nothing wrong with this. Come on.
She sounds like kind of an idiot to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
I, there's a picture of her here, and you can't tell if somebody's smart or not from their picture, but she doesn't look smart. She looks like kind of a dummy.
Really?
And she definitely doesn't look like somebody I would want in charge of anything.
Ooh.
But,
that goes for, you know, a lot of people that are in charge, though. They don't
Yeah.
But anyway.
But I do support, I think you should be able to say, you know, like if you want your, if you were like some crazy racist and you wanted to, like you were a KKK member and you wanted to run for office and you wanted to, you wanted your slogan to be, "No more niggers." I don't have a problem with that because most people are going to laugh at you or be mad at you.
And,
you know, it would be the same as if you'd never said, but everybody knew. Yeah. If anything, I hope you would say something like that so that people will know what you are,
digger,
and what you represent. Yeah, I don't have it. Whatever. If you want to say whatever it is you want to say, I don't have a problem with it. And I think... I think campaigns, like presidential campaigns, there's all kinds of weird stuff about campaign finance and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to take money from certain people. You're not allowed to take more than a certain amount of money. Like, weird things.
Yeah, and that is weird.
I understand why, because let's say, and this is an extreme example and one that would never happen, but let's say I was running for president.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of had a chance, except... that I have no budget. Yeah. Nobody's giving me any money. And if there were no restrictions, I have no money. Some rich ass dude is running and he's fronting, you know, all the money for his own campaign.
Yeah.
He's got ads everywhere slamming me. Yeah. And I have like a billboard in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that's like, that broke the bank for me. I can see, you know, where the issue is, but I think the bigger problem is, you know, I don't want to get too political, but you know, the two-party system, it's not really supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be all these people running for president and, you know, you have to pick, you know, like there could be two major players, but they're not really supposed to be like the Republicans and the Democrats and nobody else counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the main reason that there needs to be this kind of campaign finance reform.
Agreed.
Garbage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Well, go ahead.
That, I'm picturing you in that t-shirt, not the black man's bitch. God damn.
It would make a nice t-shirt, especially since there would be no...
That has got to be the next Itch Hat t-shirt.
What if we made it look like a campaign t-shirt with like a big wavy American flag? Stars everywhere, white stars.
And oh, yeah.
Not the black man's bitch.
Yeah. I wonder how many people would order that. God damn. I know I'd wear it. Shit, maybe not, you know, around my apartment complex, but
I would love to see more.
What do you think someone would say?
Oh, if I was wearing that shirt?
Black guy walks by. What?
Oh, just not your bitch. No, no offense. I mean, I'm sure you have lots of wonderful bitches, but I just am not one of them. That's all. It's no disrespect to your bitches. I don't know. What would they say? Like,
I have no idea. That's why I want to.
You not the black man's bitch? What the fuck? You are so the black man's bitch.
They get so pissed off so easily.
But what could they possibly say? Yes, you are.
Punch in the face?
Yeah. You are about to be.
Sucker punch.
Then they take me home and rape me?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I would love to see more of these kinds of balls out campaign slogans.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Abortions are awesome. Yeah. Vote for me. You know, anything.
Yeah. Oh man. But I'm dead fucking serious. I want you to make the next shirt. If you could design that, I'll come up with some designs and we'll make that real. We'll make it happen.
I wish I had like some kind of hookup with a screen printer or something because. Yeah. I think we've sold like 2 t-shirts the whole time we've had t-shirts. And I understand why. They're expensive because they're printed on demand instead of, you know, like if we ordered a bunch of them and could sell them. Like if I had the cash and I could order a shit ton of t-shirts in all these different sizes and then sell them in, like on my own, I could sell them for like $10 a piece.
Yeah.
But I don't have that kind of cash.
Yeah.
But so I wish I had a hookup with a screen printer or something because I could make that t-shirt, but I can't guarantee anybody would buy it, you know?
Yep.
And we barely make, like, we make, like, $2 off of each sale or something like that.
Really?
And so far, we haven't made enough to get a check.
Oh, I see.
So we made, like, $4. So, you know, we don't have the t-shirts up to make money, really. We have them up.
Shit.
We have them up so that you can get one if you want one. And if you do happen to get one, it's, like, promotion, you know? But so I can't guarantee anybody would buy that. Maybe they would because it's funny.
Oh yeah,
not the black man's bitch. But then again, it's like the kind of like you were talking about walking down the street and getting beat up or something.
Yeah.
So maybe they wouldn't buy it. I don't know.
They don't have to think about it.
Yeah,
to want to hate you and beat the shit out of you. And take your money. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, I think we're running out of steam.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
That was the last of my steam.
Yeah.
All out. Sorry, guys. Couple things. First, I wanted to mention that the wrap is taking forever, but it is happening.
Sorry about that.
The biggest problem, I've mentioned this before, is getting together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get together on Fridays like this, but we basically get together, do the show, and then you leave.
That's it.
Yep. And there's no time for the rest of it. But I have written most, if not all, of my part. Orion has written part of his, and the general beat is there. So, so we're getting somewhere.
We're close.
Yeah. So that will happen. I you know, I did the Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Alanis cover.
Yeah.
And in the forums, I have now been asked to do a cover of "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" by Shania Twain. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I can even do it. But we'll see what happens. Maybe I will do that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worth mentioning before. I can't think of anything.
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. So as usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion @IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can call us up and leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
Call me at
616-328-5581. Ooh, call me. Hey, baby, how you doing? Okay, anyway.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're turning me on. You're giving me a boner.
Yeah, just like Tone Loc. Or you can visit our forums, register in the forums, post some shit. Do it.
No,
Don't you listen to Orion ever on anything he says.
Yeah.
Just, in fact, go through every time you hear his voice come up, turn the volume down. But yeah, you can go to the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. There's all kinds of crazy shit that goes on in there, and you can be a part of it. Or you can go to the Facebook or the Twitter, Facebook.com/IJChat or Twitter.com/IJChat. That is the place to figure out what the hell is going on with us because we don't really post actual blog posts.
Yeah.
So like if, for example, a show was going to be late or early, That hasn't happened in a while, but if it was going to happen, you would find out about it there.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah.
I post songs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And as always, you can send us all of your money.
Money.
There's a donate button on the main page of the website.
Don't do it.
And don't listen to Orion. I'm telling you, he will steer you wrong. He will tell you how to break your wrist on purpose. He will flop a whale onto your boat.
Yeah.
Because that's just the kind of guy he is. But you can donate to us. You can send us several dollars, hundreds if you wish.
And cents.
Yes. Don't send us any cents. Okay. I don't want your cents.
Yeah, round it up.
Yeah, round that shit up. Okay. I think I'm officially out all of things.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
We'll check you next week.
Out.